Books on Tape presents A King's Commander by Dewey Lambden, read by John Lee. Ansocia Ione et Pallade fretus armis soma speret magis et freta iussa capesat. Si qua operis tanti domito consurgere ponto fama queat. Or shall he trust rather to the aid of Juno and Pallas of the ringing armour, and launch forth at the king's command, if haply, the sea subdued, some renown could arise from so great a task? Argonautica, Book 1, pages 73-76, Valerius Flaccus. Part 1. Chapter 1. Dearest, Lury whispered into her sweet-smelling hair. Oh, dearest God, Alan, Caroline responded in a like whisper, though they could have shouted for all the clamour of a sloop of war readying to set sail. My only love. A few more minutes, Lury squirmed in rising impatience. Just a few minutes more and I'm safe, I think. Mostly, anyway. There were limits on how even the fondest captain and his wife could behave in public. Quite unlike the open bawling of wives, the real helpmates, or the feigned for profit, had made when HMS Jester had at last lowered the easy pendant and put herself back into discipline, and the men of the lower deck had bade farewell to their loved ones, perhaps forever. Squealing, mewling brats, snuffly seamen, and howling harridans, appearing far older and weathered than their years, cursed by fate they'd wed with sailors. Saying their own goodbyes, also perhaps forever, left with a new babe to be, a dubious pay certificate that would go for a quarter of its value.